fire, what you're saying?
Yes, I give thanks to life, you know. Holy Pajay and Strength Fire Key.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. We give thanks to everybody been supporting the thing from those times till now. Also, if you get free time, make sure you check out music from the one R Tarchi, link there in the bio. Also, if you're interested in purchasing some cultural apparel, specifically the sweatshirt I have on today, the Garvey Ice sweatshirt, make sure you check it out. ConsciousTea.com, link there also in the description.
Yeah, I tell them, not a commercial, but Conscious Tea at the right. It's revolutionary, you know?
No, serious thing, fight. What are you dealing with?
I tell you, that person is from the other day still. Where we feel like it's a reasoning where not even just America, you know, but every country across the world, we have a heap of partisanship within them ranking need to hear this. You see what I say? Because I feel like some most people like get it. So at the end, probably the right set of people them for break it down for them. Because government policy can't change racist psychology. No way at all. No government policy can do that. And that's when I feel like over the years, people have mistaken this thing and I say, we need new policies. We need new policies. Not realizing that there is no policy that can change a racist psychology. And that's a realist thing. It sounds so simple, but there's so much different layers to it for you. Not a lie.
No, reality medicine. Fire, that's a good topic to discuss because I think that's one of the big issues people struggle with in regards to. They think the government can force a person to accept a next person. And it don't work. You know, that's what it comes down to. That's when you really think about it, because if you have like 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, right? Civil Rights Act of 1964, 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery. Let's even talk about that one, for instance, right? Remember, slavery lasted for a long time, right? Hundreds and hundreds of years. So families start to identify people of African descent as a certain way. Some probably believe it, some probably don't believe it, but structurally or as a society, there is a view people have of people of African descent. Just because a law was passed to supposedly abolish slavery doesn't mean the idea of that person as a slave is abolished from the person's mind.
Exactly. And the funniest part about that, like just for start off, even the in-depth part of the reasoning too, is where most people like equate legality to morality. I don't know the morality reasoning for forward, but enough people now over say ethics. See, ethics and law not do go hand in hand, because something can legal and be unethical, see? And something can be ethical but illegal. Just on the basis of that, look on chattel slavery. Chattel slavery was a legal concept. So I think about government policies that are here on the side of legality. And if that just are here on the side of legality, it can be tied into ethics. And that people have to really understand who is setting all of these policies and which part of the masses these policies have an effect on. It not have an effect on nothing regarding the mindset fire. I tell you that.
I'm glad you brought up the topic of ethics, because in my short life in this realm on earth is that I learned that profit trumps ethics, and profit can justify unethical acts to be ethical. So when we're reviewing Fox things that say, like, you know, well, we would identify chattel slavery as unethical, but those who are profiting from it would find it ethical or find any means to justify the behavior being ethical. In those times, they used Christianity. That was the main tool. I don't know. They tried a little psychology. They tried a little science, but I may be wrong. But from what I know, from what I studied, it seems that Christianity seemed to be the main tool to justify slavery as an ethical act.
It can't be wrong. That proven.
Ordained by God. So what we have is now, as I just stated before, when that prophet is there, people who are profiting figure out some way to make what we would view or the masses would view as an unethical act become ethical. And also it's cultural too, and it's a power structure, because with every society, the society is broken up in different groups and different layers of power. It's just not even powerful or those who don't have power. You still have powerless people who have more power than the group under them. And everybody's trying to figure out a way to justify how to crush the group under them, to profit from the group under them or control the group under them. You know, and back to the what we're talking about regards to policy. I think that's what people are forgetting. First of all, I just want to bring up this. You know, the media would identify it as social unrest, but people just protesting the street, right? They're just walking in. Like, I don't see that part. Yeah, people that infiltrated it to do stuff to make it look like something went on, but people just marching, right? All right. There seems to be an idea that marching will lead to change of policy, right? And historically, that really hasn't taken place. And back to what you were saying, even if policy is changed, it doesn't change the psychology of the people. So I think we would have to actually have change. You would have to have the psychology of the people change to first see Black people. Don't want to say this. People don't see Black people as human beings. I think that's the source of the problem. People don't see you as a full blown
right now. Until I said they break every farmer code right now. Where you're supposed to start right now, you just say something illegal, you know? Because they, even though it's a reality, it's a reality, I speak. A lot of people try to deny that reality. I hear what them used to deny that reality now. Oh, the laws are like this. No, that's one time. That's a thing of the past. And them use law to justify it. And they yet still them neglect the whole mindset part of it. And not knowing so the mindset part of it, I drive every single policy and I drive every single thing that take place for you. Let's look like, say, all right. That's the reason why I have respect Malcolm X, you know. Because, man, see them with the civil rights bill. And see them with the Civil Rights Act. And I tell them, say, no, it don't make any sense at all, because civil rights can't solve our problem. If them solve a part of Civil Rights Act, what are gonna do for we as a people? We have to focus on human rights. And the damn thing that we now see, human rights are the ultimate thing we have to focus on, because civil rights is just gonna be a next act. And it never come, and we can see the man make a talk and it fulfill, because look how long them tell us, the Black man can go vote. When the Black man get eligibility for vote legally, based on when the policies change. But when was that implied? Unless enough man run up and down know about them, oh yeah, voting because it's going to make a change out of that thing of fire. Really and truly, them never want you to do that. Them still don't want you to do that. You know, since them even passed a bill and you still couldn't vote. Up in the even of the 60s, you know, there's a lot of Black people who still couldn't vote, even after civil rights bill and all of these things passed in a fire. So, the government policy now can't really change now. Them now meditate it. Them now meditate it, because the psychology did remain the same, and it is the same.
I want to touch on what you want to say, but I want to jump back, because, you know, I'm not a man that partial. Going back to this white people not seeing Black people as human beings, Black people need to start seeing themselves as human beings and treating each other on the heights before you can look for someone else to treat you on the heights.
Fox.
That's the thing we need to clear up, because a lot of behaviors that we do justify the beastality people view us as. So when we start moving away from that and start dealing with each other on the heights, I feel that it would lead to others collectively. It's not saying everybody, but more people need to deal with themselves on the heights and have respect for themselves and just deal on a level and stop playing into the stereotypes that people have about you.
Yeah, because when we really sit down amidst all the whole policy thing take place, and it's like we start meditate and realize, all right, in a Jim Crow days, the days of segregation, the man them used to have white males only upon the door, you know, Black men only, Black bathroom. But it's like it left from the door sign, you see what I say? I'm gone to the mind now, because when you start to see some things nowadays, you say, no, say white people alone. Like, you ever even think about eating healthy, a man say, oh, white people for that. Food that, you know, Black people food that, you know.
You know how many times you hear that? But this is the thing. Most of the things that are negative are Black people thing. But most of the things that are positive are, oh, that's a white person thing. Oh, you trying to act white. That's white people food.
Yeah. And I see him mentality fire. And enough ones your government policy. And even though say government policy affect everything in the fire. And it and the mentality and the psychology we have in our brain, it affects every single thing we do. So even when time in the depth and the doer sign at the end of the mind, same way. That's why I tell them say psychology, that thing where they have to look into and can't depend upon government policy. I tell them.
So if laws were working, like 13, 14, 15 amendment were actually working, you wouldn't need all these other laws or all these discussions or all these other policies that's put in to make right what's supposedly already right. If it's already right, you would leave it and we move forth. Obviously, those in power aren't implementing these things, and they're actually just put in place just to pacify people. Because if we look at the law that's if we look at the law versus the implementation of the law, there's a big hole that's not met where nothing is done. You know, and people keep going for certain things, and it's just like we need an evolution of the mind of people. Of maybe it's kind of some type of utopian idea I'm speaking about, not so, realistic.
Fire, what? Check if you check level is pan where you are saying a fire and think about it. And the man him say, all right, emancipation take place 1834 scene, and then the man him come get revised 1838 again, and scene. Yet still, that original policy was supposed to emancipate and free all slaves. Then the man them changed the same thing with the same mentality, you know, slave psychology, racist psychology, with them having, you know, sharecropping start. Seeing what is the difference there? The difference is just that the title is not there, that you're an official chattel slave. But what do you have? You don't have anything for put your thing together. You have to work on this white man plantation, same way, but you're just not being called a slave. You're being called a sharecropper. And the same thing continue. When you really sit down and check it out, see, 1838, that I'm telling you, then when you come fast forward now to the beginning of the 20th century, all of these things still being implemented. You can't even go over there, so go buy none. You can't do anything at all because you're still classified as 3/5 of a human being. You see me, I say? All of these things we had for your career, it nah really make you strive as a human being, because you seen as an African and people respect African in the full light and full scope. You can't vote when them even tell you, say, this is supposed to be a so-called democracy. So when you think about it, fire, what really changed in all of these things? And them always have to revise these things as they are saying. What is so it if you have revised it all of this time, fire, then what is the purpose of all of these archaic laws with them create in the first place? Nothing really changed.
What is it? The shock of fire, time has changed, but the system is the same.
Same. Yes,
but I think what people have done is that, and it was done back then, is that they take, remember, it was like over 37 million people of African descent who are identified as African descent in America, right?
Yes, sir.
Check the logics on this and check the science. It's scientific what they're doing. These people are tricky. They'll take a rare person like LeBron. How much billions of people on Earth and how much LeBron James are there, right? So there ain't really nothing to aspire to at the end of the day. No disrespect. The man's a unique creature on Earth. They'll take like an Oprah. They'll take like a Tyler Perry. They take criminals like P. Diddy and all them, like something to aspire to, right? That's four people out of 36 million people, right? We don't know the mix up they have. We don't know the work ethic they have. We don't know what's going on back there and the talents that they have that the average man don't have. But that is the goal you should reach. And they use that as they did it so you can do it. Now, if we look at it from a more practical standpoint, even looking at athletes, right? Let's go back to the 36 million. I don't know how much NBA teams are there, but say it's a couple hundred NBA positions, right? Fire, that's not even 0 to the millionth percent. So that's not a good chance of you getting there. But they use all these things as standards. Even with corporations, it's crazy because they'll do an article on some CEO for a company, right? Who, even though the skin tone is dark, the mind is European. They're using them as an example to aspire to. How many positions are there like that in this country for those people? So that's the hustle. They're trying to keep you as far from the reality so the blame goes on you. And not saying to fully blame the system, but they're trying to protect themselves from being exposed to reality that things are the same. Because I love when people tell me about progress, right? And I say, like, how has progress? No, for real. It's like, I don't even talk to people about that anymore because they're carrying on with me about progress and this and that. So I said, fire, how is that progress? If we break it down from a mathematical standpoint, how is it progress?
Individualism is a thing where you read upon the individualism, because what I'm trying to do is, now, as they say, freely, just make a small amount of black people now start replace some of these white positions, and still have the white mentality for real, and the same white power structure that's remain in place. Can I really actually get it in? I really overstand if most people are get it in a fire. Me is a, if me go to Bams and me is a slave owner, see? Me have a big plantation. When a man change a law for say, slavery abolish, chattel slavery as we know it, because mental slavery is still engraved in the people. You think so me cannot left from being this nice civil human being where just love all of my 3/5 of a human being who used to work for me and make me make money from by my cotton field or my cane field. And me just automatically love them and the law change and everything is merry. Which part now we know which world that exists? Come here and then check it out now. Me did have some son and some daughter. What type of mindset me did I teach them pre-slavery, during slavery, and post-slavery? What type of mindset me did I change them? The attributes them when me I give them, the characteristics them when me I enforce them for have, that change within my own soul? No, it not going to change.
Well, because it's a coach me I got have. They get better. What about people in the 60s that lived in really legally segregated neighborhoods?
All right.
And their children and their grandchildren. And it's, when you listen to them, they say things like they don't see color.
One of the most racist statement that a person could have made.
Fire, you're not going to see color. Now tell me, how's these people crack me out. How you not going to see color? Fire, you going to leave your house and not see color? What height you are where you don't see no color?
So fire, anytime you're up here, nobody can tell me them thing there, you know, because anybody tell me them don't see color, you know, the most racist individual. And you know the worst part about it? Say, I'm going to show you what the psychology that anything were wicked, you know, because them enforce this I do not see color thing in schools. And that is where the institution where them implement all of these racist mentality and psychology for stay in place.
It's everywhere now. Because I noticed over the pandemic, all companies having diversity workshops. But it's funny, it's a diversity workshop, but it's really basically solidifying systemic racism under the guise of promoting diversity. Diversity what? You have to be diverse within the cloak that they want you to be in. So it's not promoting real diversity. You have to, their diversity is assimilating the European concepts and practices. That's what they identify as diversity. So as long as you're doing that, and as long as you're accepting their idea about race, where nothing's being done, right? But we'll talk about it, or I'll feel some shame. What do they call it? White shame and a white guilt or something? That's a new fad now. I'm realizing now. You've been on Earth for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You're just realizing there's inequalities in society. You just realize in certain
mind game, yeah, man.
All right, so that's the next thing. Now they come to you. Got laugh, yo, fight these people that easy. You got laugh. You've been in America for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and you just realizing that something wrong. You know, so it is what it is. But you got. Well, you didn't say you got to take joke and make laugh with it, but that's the new hustle now. Diversity, but what, you know, but. Everyone out there, I think you need to change your mind frame for tighten up what you're dealing with, because this whole idea, you're gonna let a man that don't, and this is the thing, some people don't have no interaction with black people, yeah. Because remember, everybody's segregated for the most part. The poor man segregated in the slums, right? The man who have a little money, he's segregated in the suburbs, and the man that had the real money segregated from everybody. So everybody in their little bubble, you go to work, you're around the same type of people, you know, you're in that little vibe, so you're not really interacting with nobody. So for you to think that that person that don't interact with you is going to care about your well-being, good luck.
And pan the note, I'm only so there, you know, and it's a tie-in, and it does lead me to a direction. Because me know, say, you have two type of listener. As a matter of fact, you have two type of individuals, not listener. You have one, the person who are listening, and you have the person who are here. You see me, I say, because majority of people, something wrong with them ears, you know. I really feel like the ENT is one of the most important specialists out there, and a lot of people for check it out because they have hearing problem. Here we are going now. We're not saying government policies not supposed to reflect something positive and have changes towards it. Because we know a lot of people mentality messed up, you know. We're not saying the policies them supposed to remain the same place. But oh, if you have a white majority, and you have people who have a mindset where in accordance to slavery, for them four parents to the benefit of slavery. You think so when time them come to make the policies them, it are really benefit the people. But more I show them on them this. The laws them supposed to reflect the mentality, yes, you know. And the laws them supposed to get rid of the archaic statements and the archaic principles them where it's set, you know, and I revise the thing for true and make sure I said it last them say, okay, these are the things that are supposed to take place. Everything is supposed to be equal amongst ones and ones. Yes, but we are say the mindset of the people them are in accordance to the law. So it's not that law, okay, yeah, but we need law. Yeah, we need law. We need policies. Of course we need that because you have to have one span the forefront, but we are say it have to be equal. And it have to join the mentality because a lot of people might have separated and say, oh, what am I do? When I move like when I go farm anarchy. No, when I this statement is not an anarchy statement. No, but that's why I make this claim because I realize a lot of people have selective hearing.
Big time.
And I'm not listening to the reasoning either. But and that we really want to set in place to them.
You know who is a great example of changing the psychology of the people that have certain babies was Fred Hampton and Thomas Sankara.
Yes, sir.
Because even within what he was trying to do, he found it very important because it's kind of that same idea because Fred Hampton understood the importance of people being educated in the movement, that they would conduct themselves in a way that's beneficial to the movement. And also, Thomas Sankara really advocated on the importance of educating soldiers, right? Educating soldiers that would lead to the development of the country, minimize abuse. Minimize corruption.
Soldier without education is just a mercenary.
All right. You know, so it's the same type of vibe where the citizen needs to be educated to a certain heights to have some evolution in their mind that they could see things differently. And I don't know if it will be done. I don't know how long America's going to be here. You know, I don't know how long we're going to be here. But it would definitely take time for the ID to evolve. For one, for Black people to see each other as fully human beings. And even for that to start, it would have to be so many social improvements, whether it's living conditions, employment opportunity, education, changes in diet, access to healthcare. All these things would have to change so people would have self-worth to see them as human beings. Because remember, a lot of the times, it's just the environment that makes them look at themselves as less than humans. You know, so you would really have to have some type of social change in regards to more access to resources so people could feel human. Then moving forward now, their behaviors hopefully would change. And through education on the other side now, they will understand the conditions that people were on. Because this is the thing, let's be realistic. You can easily change the behavior of someone. You can easily alter the behavior of someone by changing their environment. So I can have a person from the suburbs who's, you know, somewhat balanced and doing certain things. If I were to change their economic situation and environment in due time, their behavior would change. See, people don't understand. They think because they're in a certain environment and situation, they put that off on, they talk about deflecting. They deflect that on everyone else, not understanding people aren't in that. Just stable housing on the whole has a big impact on your psyche and how you behave. A person with stable housing can't compare themselves to a person with no stable housing. They don't have no noise outside. They're not hearing no gunshots, no fighting, no arguing. People ain't breaking into your place. All that stuff mess with your psyche. So obviously, if you're under that pressure and that stress 24/7, you're going to behave in a certain manner.
It's funny how they said that serious. Look, I mean, I listen that deep, you know, and it bring an interesting serious, eh? Even the same government policies, them we are analyzed right now. It not aligning them because it's like there's so much contradicting policies that it even funny because they talk about environment and housing and check it out same way. So one time I go just give them an example again. When the civil rights come, I mean, we are emphasized on the civil rights because I feel like one of the biggest joke policies them. Me personally, anybody can disagree with that. Our own can't company so can reuse against me with that, I was showing her why. See, when the Civil Rights Act passed, wasn't redlining still in place? Redlining was still in place.
I know in Baltimore, a thing called blockbusting. And also, right. I don't know what the act was that provided loans to people, but it was supposed to help minorities also. But like 95% of loans went to white people. White people don't even understand that history, how they've constantly been receiving more help. Even now, even with student loans and all that, people have, listen to this. I was reading one article and it was saying that people of African descent that graduated from school default more than white people who dropped out and stuck with loans that didn't even graduate.
Yes, it's a judgment.
You know, because with home insurance, you're gonna pay more as a black person. You're not gonna get the best rate when it comes to a mortgage. If you even get the mortgage, you're not gonna get the best rate with the car loan. So if you're getting 3.5%, and I'm getting 2.6%, like how can we compete? You're making more on your job. All right, healthcare. It's just like the thing is still. Topsy-turvy, but we walking around like everything okay and everything glam, shopping with the selfish thing again, because I can eat a little food, I'm good, and I disregard everything else. Or, you know, you're good disregarding the situation. And that's the vibe. The individualism is the death of black people.
Yeah, because when I read the me-ism, I see him once, can I check all them reasoning there too, because it tie into them thing. The me-ism, when one feel like, say, oh, yeah, man, me make it out over here, man. So I'm going to have to help my brother over there saying that the struggle. And it a cause, because once he even tie it again to them government policy, once the policy them, and I'm going to look on it from just a surface level, then now I see the in-depth inside the policy, because I want to feel like, oh, but there's loans are available to everyone. Everyone can do schooling. Schooling is there for everyone. But I'm not see within it say, okay, this schooling thing, it benefit a specific amount of people and it benefit all people. And it's a crazy thing for you, because enough people ride and use them whole reasoning and existence in a conversation on government policies for you when them themselves they even overstand it at all.
Hey, I want to stretch out this argument, right? But I want to say one thing. Let me tell you about the psychology and people being in bubbles. I remember when I was in school, I had a roommate. This man was telling me about public school is in every city. So no one can complain because, you know, this is a psychology you have to remember, because going back to what I was saying, they're basing their experience, figuring everyone has it. They could borrow money from their parents. You get what I'm saying? Or if their house burned down, they could stay over a friend's house, or there's some type of resources there. So they're figuring that's the life of every single person. And I'm not saying every white person is like that, because majority of white people are poor. Number one recipient of welfare in America is white people. Some hustle the system, but some people really need it, you know? So I'm not saying that all white people, but I'm talking about those in that position, because those are the ones that had a voice and spread the most propaganda. So it's either they super smart, right? And they try and mold the minds of the people to make a certain narrative, or they just really ignorant. And I base it off ignorance, because you have, it's a duality of the thing. You have white privilege and you have white ignorance, and they work hand in hand. And people don't want to acknowledge that.
Them benefit one another, man, because that them play are fine. Because I remember saying, is it like a good cop, bad cop type of thing?
Nah.
I know, so them play are for that same, because the whole white ignorance thing is a thing where ones use for carry on a mentality and play naive. You know, because one thing, Caucasians are good at is being naive towards things that are taking place. And then them naivety is one thing we always make them keep on striving, because them one thing we can't say doing, them full of diplomacy. Because the diplomacy where them play,
you know, tie into the world. Yeah.
Yeah, man, the game is a mind game, you know.
Very skillful in that. And that's why a lot of people struggle working in corporate America, because they haven't adjusted to working to the diplomacy of white people. They're too upfront. You know, and they don't know how to play the game. Mind. Yeah, so, and I say, but they grew up with that culture where they kind of, you know, they really know how to play the game, because that's the next reason that we get into that. But yeah, they really sorry. Diplomacy is something that we just learn within their culture. It's nothing to need. I just think it's the fact that in their culture that they know how to do it and they really know how to play that game. But people need to be more understanding and stop expecting a policy to change the psychology of the people and understand in the world we live in, it is reality, you know? And I think before one would look for a white person to see black people as fully human, black people have to start seeing themselves. And it's hard because you grew up in this environment where you're constantly bombarded with messages that you're nothing, that you're beneath and you're worth. And you also have social conditions, right, that mold you or support that psychology too, with not living in the best area, not having good schooling, and a bunch of other things. But one has to grow and kind of more parents too, you know, because you have to really work with your kids to make sure they have self-worth, self-love, you know, that they could grow to just really love themselves and in return love their brother and sister and treat them as respect. And it's this kind of vibe where one person just got to do the best they can and hopefully it could be a trickle effect, you know, because there's a lot from the system that teaches you to hate yourself. And if I had a thing complicated, I'll tell you the truth, you know. The thing complicated.
That's why we have to break it. So, you know, we still have to break it down to because, as they say, enough ones that look upon themselves as less than human already. So when them a man tell them less than human, them don't believe it already. Them believe it really easily. Them,
you know?
Because it does tie into where them meditate. Because I tell you, you know, so psychology, probably we need a different reason by itself in regards to the importance of psychology in a fire. Because enough now see it and that are the one reason too. One, the main, you know what is the business aspect of psychology? And I eat what we're done. Marketing is the psychology of business, and a marketing a catch we. So you see, the next psychology again in a different form. So we need to be careful and wary of these things, mindful of these things for you, because if we're not mindful, like me, I tell you, say, it's going to be the detriment. It already is the detriment of you and I people still, you know, but it's going to continue to be the detriment of you and I people, and we're going to continue to look towards wrong sources, because some see it, you know, it's like a man looking at an article. And I try reference back something when I man I check and I do that reference. Who them are reference? Them are reference to government fire. I think about it, you know. All of these, what politicians really do? Think about where a politician do. Politician don't do nothing. We think about streets, city streets, and all of these things with them name after. All of these places, buildings, everywhere. Them name after different politicians. And why them name after politicians? Them name after them for a reason. You see me and say? If a man say, if you drive, down in Jamaica, you drive, and you say, Edward Siaga Highway, we feel like you're going to immortalize Edward Siaga. Not when Edward Siaga was nothing but a wicked, a man who does create him own a garrison and go kill off enough people, and I do all for different detriments. So we know now, meditate, say, the policies, them create the policies, see? Them create the policies, then immortalize themselves now for I and I as people for come believe that them did actually do good. And we think about all the college. Remember, you got same college in, you know, because this thing deep in, you know, the psychology deep in. You know. We got same college in, you know, fire. All of the building them and the houses them within the college, all of these buildings. Bernard Baruch and all of these places. Who them name are for? Some capitalists will never really come do nothing for any people. So the mentality of you now is that when you get a scholarship, yeah, get all a Rhodes scholarship. Think about it, fair. So much different angle we can go.
Cecil Rhodes.
Oh, Cecil Rhodes. Just to show you.
Midnight have a song saying the areas they do wrong, now they logo they pawn.
Fox.
Read the thing.
A fox.
You know, reality meds, you know.
It's a sad situation for you, because enough people now say, oh, the psychology affect them for you. When you think about where you sit and meds it for you, who the man immortalized? Is no one good. So the mentality of the people and the psychology just keep on a dwindle. So even a man says, okay, I pass this policy, but check it. I was the one responsible for passing that policy. I'm helping my people. I'm helping the people. But which people you help? I help yourself, man. That them use. And them as trick fire for the people. And themselves, them are help, because it's all an individual thing. But them are trying to make it look collective. And the psychology them use, they dwindle down our own psychology and make our mind feel like so we are less. And, you know, we walk around as a boss. So, yeah, man, me have a change of the sneakers. But you know, so I'm really a less still, but me have changed last night because I make me feel good for the evening. Let me go and party. Think about it. No funds now meditated upon the level there. Them just meditate upon the level. So, oh, you know, so me have 10 grand in my pocket now. What the 10 grand they can do for you? What do for your mentality? What do for your psychology? What do for your mental health? No funds now meditate them thing there. Oh, you know, but the government did it. No. You have to sit down and meditate deeper than that because you're not really see the source level. And that really I tell them, because all the layers to it still fire. Crazy.
No, big time, man. We give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times till now, Ball Hitting the Drip Podcast. And just be more aware, be more analytical when you're thinking about stuff. Stop accepting. Don't accept what we say. It may sound sweet, but reflect on it and see if it's truth in there. You know, stop just anything somebody says, just absorbing it as truth, you know, and really think things through, you know, and just kind of analyze stuff more. That's what we definitely encourage. Critical thinking is key. Critical thinking is critical. You know, so we give thanks same way. And till next time.